The Alabama Nursing Home Association is proud of the fact that at least one nursing home, just like this one, is available in every county in the state. But if the budget referendum taking place tomorrow fails, that truth could be in danger. John Mattson is a spokesman for the Alabama Nursing Home Association. He says a vote of no tomorrow could spell deep cuts on the horizon.
From what we've been told, and that's all we can really go off of, the numbers that we're given by government officials, we are told that Medicaid is looking at somewhere between a 15 to 17% cut. So we just have to assume that nursing homes, along with everyone else, would be cut 15 to 17%. And we know that a cut at that level is not sustainable for most of our membership.
Almost 70% of nursing home residents in Alabama have their care paid for by Medicaid. Mattson says that not all nursing homes, though, would be affected equally by Medicaid cuts.
Obviously, your more rural nursing homes will run a higher percentage of Medicaid. Some have 80 or 90% of their residents on Medicaid, so a cut of up to 17% would have a much more drastic effect on that rural nursing home than it would, say, a nursing home in a big city where they may only have 40 or 50% of the residents on Medicaid. So you would look at possibly more rural nursing homes closing than you would urban.
That loss of access to care is not only a concern for nursing homes, but the entire Medicaid system. Dr. Don Williamson is chair of the Medicaid transition team. He's charged with making the dollars stretch to make the budget work.
I have enormous concerns about what happens to health care in Alabama, what happens to public health in Alabama, what happens to mental health, DHR, all of the general fund agencies if the constitutional amendment doesn't pass. And if additional revenue is not found, I think we're facing a train wreck.
Williamson says if the amendment passes, the budget still faces a $30 million deficit, which he claims is manageable. On the other hand, if the amendment fails, the system could face the $30 million in red ink, plus additional cuts from the state. That proration could balloon that financial hole to $110 million. But wait, it gets worse.
Because of the way we use multiplying dollars in the system through things called certified public expenditures and provider taxes, it's probably a shortfall overall of closer to $500 million.
To hear Dr. Williamson and many of the supporters of the amendment tell it, the obvious answer is to pass the amendment and help bridge the gap until lawmakers implement true reform. Catherine Byrd is president of the League of Women Voters of Alabama. Her big concern is how the ballot item is worded.
The precise language is proposing an amendment to the Constitution of Alabama of 1901 to provide adequate funding for the state general fund budget, to prevent the mass release of prisoners from Alabama prisons, and to protect critical health services to the Alabama children, elderly, and mothers by transferring funds from the Alabama Trust Fund to the state general fund.
Byrd says opponents call that language alarmist, and so do opponents like House Minority Leader Craig Ford.
I think it's very political in nature that the Republicans have only decided to fix it for 3 years, which gets them past the next 2014 election cycle. We want a permanent fix. We are all for Medicaid. They have ran around the state and touted about how they cut $1 billion out of the budget, but then they've turned around 6 months later and they're asking the voters of Alabama to let them borrow almost $450 million out of the savings account.
Ford says if you don't think it's political in nature, just look at the date the vote on the amendment takes place. The fact that it's on September 18th and not November 6th should raise a red flag.
Why could we not wait 40 more days to have this election and save the taxpayers $3 million is what the cost of this election is? So, you know, they say that, well, the fiscal year starts October 1. Well, you know, cut back for 35 days until we figure out if you're going to have money or not, because according to the governor, if it fails, we're going to have to cut anyway.
And that's what Ford thinks is going to happen, that the bill will fail, and then legislators will have to get serious about other options.
The governor should call us in special session in 2 days thereafter and try to reach across party lines. And we've offered a dollar cigarette tax, which will bring in $238 million. We've offered a lottery needs to be discussed again, and also closing all these corporate tax loopholes from out-of-state corporations doing business in Alabama that aren't paying their fair share, which are hurting our small businesses.
Whether you vote yes or no, both sides of the issue say this is an important issue that impacts all Alabamians. Serious ramifications are in store for all state agencies if a fix can't be found through this vote or a special session of the legislature. For now, the decision lies in the hands of voters. I'm Ryan Vasquez, APR News in Montgomery.